The power plant is one of two Golden Valley Electric Association has in Healy to burn coal from the next-door Yucabeli mine. GVEA Vice President of Transmission and Distribution Mike Wright says Healy 2, formerly known as the Healy Clean Coal Plant, is scheduled to fire up May 27th.
And that'll be on oil to start wringing out the plant systems, and then they'll start first fire on coal end of July, early August.
Wright says Healy 2's power output will displace higher-priced natural gas and oil-fired electricity generation sources, but it's not expected to significantly affect customer bills.
We should see a slight decrease in our average cost of power bringing this plant on board, although we will have to put the capital costs into our utility rate, so there'll be some increase on that side of the equation.
Wright stresses that coal is a long-term, price-stable fuel. GVEA purchased the Healy 2 plant from the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority in 2013 for $44 million. The deal followed a drawn-out legal battle that began when the $300 million, largely state and federally funded experimental plant failed to meet the utility standards in the late 1990s. Bringing the mothballed facility online now entails major upgrades, including Environmental Protection Agency-required emissions system improvements at both of the utility's Healy coal-fired plants. Changes, Wright says, add to the overall project cost.
I think all in, it's right around, they're estimating right around $180 million purchase, restart, and then the extra environmental equipment that has to be added to both plants.
Wright says one looming coal-fired power issue is new federal CO2 emission standards that could cap output of the greenhouse gas. He says that could require shutdown of GVEA's older Healy 1 plant. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.